Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed. Many of you all know that there is no one like God. Look, we have a beautiful God that we serve. He's really indescribable. We can't really describe how great He is, because there is no one greater than Him. There's no thing greater than Him. There's no experience greater than Him. He is the greatest. So aren't you glad we serve a beautiful God that there is none like? Let's look from God in prayer this morning. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for the worship that we just experienced. I pray, Lord God, that you allow your people to accept this word, Lord God, in their spirits, and that it will fall on good ground. God, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way, and that you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me to your people. So we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, happy Sunday, MVCC. Wow. Fourth Sunday in May. Have these Sundays been going by fast to you? These Sundays have been zooming, super fast. So I am excited to be able to bring the word to you all. And we are in our series called Rhythm and Flow. Type in the comment bar, Rhythm and Flow. We are in that series called Rhythm and Flow. And wow, this series has gone by so fast. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the word this morning. And I want to use for a topic this morning, I'm blessed. Right where you are, I want you to say, I'm blessed. You can type it in the comments. You can say it in your house. You can say it in your slippers. You can say it in your bedroom, wherever you are. You can say it in your car. Say, I'm blessed. You are blessed. See, too often we hear people say that they are blessed with the undertone of stress. Yes, I said that. We hear people say, I'm blessed. Child, I'm blessed. But there's an undertone of stress that comes through that I'm blessed. What do I mean when I say that? I mean that sometimes people use I'm blessed as a moniker to cover their stress. Sometimes people will say, I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored, and the Lord is with me. Look, that's great. I'm not saying that's wrong. But sometimes we are so stressed that it's hard for us to really see that we are blessed. And so I want to jump right into my points this morning. I don't have a lot of points for you, and I'm not going to be before you long, hopefully. If you got about 2 hours, don't log out. Don't log out of Facebook. I know you may want to log out or log out of YouTube right now. Don't log out. Prayerfully, I won't be before you long this morning. But if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Stress is a perspective. Stress is a perspective. Now, hear me out when I say this. I know you're like, what? Stress is a perspective, but my body feels stress. My mind feels stress. My fingers feel stress. Stress is a perspective. I had to put some tension to get your attention, because the word tension is in attention. And so listen to this. We are people of comparison, and comparison to others can be a stressful deal. We live in a world where you can get on social media and you can see people traveling, and you can see people getting married, and you can see people having kids, and you can see people getting new homes and new cars and new jobs. And we are humans of comparison. We are people of comparison. See, we live in a world where we are constantly comparing ourselves to others through social media, through TV, through our neighbors. We are constantly comparing ourselves. And that type of comparison can be stressful and detrimental to our lives. See, God never called you to compare your life to someone else. He never called you to say, okay, let me measure my life based on Susie Q, or let me measure my life based on Jerry B. God never called us to measure our life against one another. And what happens when we measure our life against one another, it makes us feel like we have to catch up. Look, I have been guilty of that. I've compared myself to somebody else, and I felt like, man, I got so much work to do. Yes, I have a lot of work to do, but it's not me against anybody else. It's me versus me. And so when I get into the right rhythm and flow that God has for me, then I will stop comparing myself to others. See, a lot of times the reason we're comparing ourselves to others is because we are out of the rhythm and flow that God has for us. We are out of alignment with the will of God that we are out of alignment with the will of God that He has for us. And so when we are out of alignment with the will of God that He has for us, then we oftentimes we compare our rhythm and flow to somebody else's rhythm and flow. And see, God never called you to compare your rhythm and flow to somebody else's rhythm and flow, because the rhythm and flow that God has for you, the pace of grace that God has for you, is for you. And so God never called us to compare ourselves to others. He called us to be unique. God called you to be unique. So it's okay to be different. You know, I used to struggle with that when I was younger. I used to be like, man, I'm so different. I think different. I look different. I talk different. But it's okay to be different. It's okay to be unique. So when I compare myself to others, I build up stress within me that says I need to get to where this person is. When I compare myself to others, I build stress within myself that says I need to get to where this person is. See, when we constantly focus on what is stressing us, guess what happens? We constantly attract more stress. When you are constantly focusing on your stressors, your everyday stressors, you constantly focus on your everyday anxieties, you constantly focus on the things that are going wrong in your life, or you constantly focus on the future, you constantly focus on what you cannot control, then you are building stress in your body. And when you build stress in your body, it sometimes deters your mind from seeing that you are truly blessed. Look, if you're watching this right now, if you're watching this on this Sunday, if you're watching this in the days to come, in the years to come, you are blessed. And you are more blessed than you think you are. But when you focus on your stress, then you can never really see, when my mind is focused, when my attention is focused on my stressors, then I sometimes, when I'm focused on my stressors, I forget about the blesser. And who is the blesser? God is the blesser. And so if God is the blesser, but I'm focusing on my stressors, then I cannot focus on God. He can't keep me in perfect peace. Because when the scripture says, when we keep our mind stayed on God, He will keep us in perfect peace. But when my mind is stayed on my stressors, when my mind is stayed on the bills I have to pay, when my mind is stayed on the things I have to do to my car in order for it to run correctly, when my mind is stayed on those projects I have to get done at work, then I miss out on the blesser. See, God doesn't want us to miss out on Him. He doesn't want us to miss out on the experience of Him. See, stress affects your rhythm and flow. Stress affects your rhythm and flow. Do y'all remember the equation or the cycle of rhythm that I gave in week one? If not, it's going to pop up on the screen. And this is what it says. It says, rhythm denotes movement. Movement denotes energy. Energy denotes endurance. And endurance denotes longevity. So stress has an adverse effect on the rhythm, on the equation and cycle of rhythm. It has an adverse effect. And so, listen to this. Your body responds to stress by releasing hormones that increase your heart and breathing rates, and it gets your muscles ready to respond. And so when I am stressed, see what happens when you are stressed, then the fight or flight is activated. And so you will either fight or you will either take flight. You will either run away. And so what happens is your body responds to that stress
and it releases hormones into your body. Now, if your body gets too much stress, then that's when disease starts coming in your life. And see, that's why I'm talking about this, because God not only wants us to focus on our spiritual life, He wants us to focus on our mental life, our emotional life, our physical life, our financial life. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about finances in church, but your finances need your finance. You can have financial stress, and that financial stress can have an adverse effect on your rhythm and flow. You see, God doesn't want stressors to have an adverse effect on our life. And so how can you say God doesn't want stressors to have an adverse effect on our life? Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. And this is what it says. It says, "So then, forsake your worries. Why would you say, 'What will we eat?' or 'What will we drink?' or 'What will we wear?' For that is what the unbelievers chase after. Doesn't your heavenly Father already know the things your bodies require?" So this is the greatest verse right here. "So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and the righteousness that proceeds from Him. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly." And so your version may say, "Seek the kingdom first above all." And so when you seek the kingdom, you seek what's within you, because the kingdom of God is within you. So when you seek, the scripture says, "So above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom and His righteousness that proceeds from Him." And so when we chase after, see, we are currently in the earth realm. This is the earth realm. And so that's why in the earth realm, we are a spiritual being having a physical experience. That's all we're having. So when we allow our physical experience to trump our spiritual life, then we are not seeking God. And then that's when stress builds up, because my mind is more focused on my physical life instead of on my spiritual life. See, your spiritual life determines the rest of the other areas of your life. See, your spiritual life, when I'm always talking to someone, I always ask them, how do you rate yourself on a 1 to 10 scale, with the 10 being the best in your spiritual life? Because that is an indicator of how the rest of your life will go. Because if my spiritual life isn't in alignment with the will of God, then stress can really overtake me. Stress can take me financially. I can have financial stress, physical stress, mental stress, emotional stress. And God doesn't want us to have those stressors. That's why the scripture says, "Guard your heart, for out of it flows the rivers, the issues of life." And so since your heart, the issues of life flows from your heart, it's important for you to guard your heart. And when you are stressed, you are not guarding your heart, because stress will have an adverse effect on your heart. Remember what I said in the first week? If your heart is beating too fast, it's called tachycardia. If it's beating too slow, it's called arrhythmia. I think that's right. Medical people, let me know. But if your heart is not beating in harmony with the beat that it's supposed to beat at, then it affects the blood flow of your life. See, a lot of us have allowed stress to affect the flow of our life. We've been stressed about bills, and it's made us sick. We've been stressed about money, it's made us sick. We've been stressed about the kids, and it's made us sick. We've been stressed about the relationship, and it's made us sick. We've been stressed about the work, and has made us sick. See, God doesn't want us to live. God doesn't want us to. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, we will have trials and tribulations, yes, but there is a way out. We will have experiences that we go through, but those experiences that we go through are built, are made to build your endurance. But if you are stressing about the experiences that you go through, then your endurance is affected. And your endurance will always be affected by the stress on your body. And so it's important for us to guard our heart and seek the spiritual realm above the physical realm. Because the scripture says, and we're going to get to it, when I need to set my mind on things above. I need to set my mind on Christ where he sits at the right hand of God. See, there will always be things that stress us. The question is, will we focus more on what stresses us, or will we focus more on who blesses us? I'm going to say that again for you. There will always be things that stress you, but the question is, will you focus more on the things that stress you, or will you focus more on the one that blesses you? Because if you have breath in your body, if you're not 6 feet under right now, and I'm pretty sure if you were 6 feet under, you will probably not be able to hear this or watch this on your TV screen, on your phone, on your iPad, on your laptop, on whatever you got that you're watching this, or whatever you're listening to this in, you wouldn't be able to listen to me or hear me or watch me, because you are not a part of this physical world anymore. And so there will always be things that stress you, but when my perspective is stressed, then it takes my mind off the one who blesses. And so stress and anxiety will always slow you down because it weighs on your heart. Stress and anxiety will always slow you down because it weighs on your heart. If you don't believe me, let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. And this is what it says. It says this: anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad. Now, the first part is the part I really wanted to highlight. The second part is amazing as well, but the first part is what I wanted to highlight, because stress is a perspective. So anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. And so when you have anxiety in your heart, it will weigh you down. That's why we talked about resting last week. And we understood that Jesus is the ultimate rest. That's why he said, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden and are overburdened, and I will give you rest." And so when God gives us rest, and when Christ gives us rest, rather, well, they're one and the same, but when Christ gives us rest, then it should lift our anxieties off our life, because our focus is on Christ and not on our anxieties. This is what it says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. It says this: "A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken." Do you have a broken spirit because you have sorrow of heart? Do you have a broken spirit because of the anxiety and the stress that has come to your house and made itself welcome? See, we shouldn't allow ourselves to get comfortable in stress, because what happens is when we get comfortable in stress, then we get desensitized to it. And when we get desensitized to it, then we make it normal. See, stress is not a normal. Stress is not a normal for a kingdom ambassador. Stress is not a normal for a kingdom citizen. Stress is not normal for a kingdom citizen. Now, there will be things that come that can play as a stressor to you. But the question is, what will my perspective be on? Will my perspective be on what has come to stress me? Or will my perspective be who will bless me? Because in every opportunity or in every experience, there is a lesson or a blessing. Or there's either both, a lesson and a blessing. Because if you get a lesson, then that's a blessing. Because you have learned, you have gotten better than you were previously before. And so stress is not good for your body. Stress is not good for your heart. Stress is not good for your mind. Stress is not good for your joints. And so that's why it's important for us to really get to the root of what stresses us. Because if you never get to the root of what stresses you, then you will always be stressed. You will be desensitized to the stress because you have allowed it to become a normal in your life. See, stress is not supposed to be a normal in our life. And so since stress is not supposed to be a normal in our life, then that means that we need a perspective change. We need a perspective change. And what changes your perspective? Thanksgiving. We did a series back in November, Everyday Thanksgiving, and we really dove into the power of gratitude and Thanksgiving. We're going to hit a little bit lightly here, but if you really want to go in depth, I want to encourage you to go back and watch or listen to on podcast Everyday Thanksgiving. It's not on YouTube yet, but it is on podcast. So you can go back in November and listen to it on podcast. But if you're taking notes, write this down. Thanksgiving will change your perspective from I'm stressed to I'm blessed. I'm gonna say that again. Thanksgiving will change your perspective from I'm stressed to I'm blessed. Because like I said earlier, a lot of us say I'm blessed as a moniker to I'm stressed. So, but one thing that will change that moniker, one thing that will change that name will be Thanksgiving. Because when you operate out of Thanksgiving, you operate out of gratefulness. So your mindset changes from the stress perspective to the blessed perspective. I'm gonna have to do a book on that one day. From the stress perspective to the blessed perspective. That's gonna be pretty good. That's gonna be real good. So it is important for us to operate out of Thanksgiving because blessed is a perspective. Stress is a perspective. Blessed is a perspective. But blessed is deeper than just a perspective because blessed is a lifestyle. Blessed is a lifestyle. See, how many of us can look back over our life and say that I am thankful for where I am now because I have come so much further from where I used to be? How many of you can say that? I know I can say that. I know I can say where I am today, I'm a whole lot further than where I was yesterday or yesteryear. So God has blessed me this far to make it. So if you are looking at this right now, I just want you to write in the comment section, I'm blessed. Just start writing, I'm blessed, because you really are blessed. And so this is what it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. It says this. It says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of his salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and being content with his earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So this is the blessed perspective right here. This is what the blessed perspective is. For the rest, brother, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. And so that scripture right there, that's the blessed perspective. That's the blessed mentality. That's the blessed lifestyle. First, you make your petitions known to God. Don't fret, don't have an anxiety, but make your prayer and petition with thanksgiving known to God. So when I am thankful for what I have, then God can bless me with more of what I have, plus more of what I don't have. Because when you operate from thankfulness, you operate from the blessed life. I'm a witness to that. When you operate from thankfulness, you operate from the blessed life. Because what you are saying to God with your life when you are thankful is, God, thank you for blessing me with what you have blessed me with. See, you will never be able to have more until you are thankful for what you have now. You'll never be able to get more. You'll never be able to receive more. You'll never be able to go further in life until you are thankful for where you are now. Because where you are now is a blessing. Where you are now is a blessing. See, when you are thankful for what you have, God will bless you with more of what you are thankful for. So when I'm thankful for the $500 I have in the bank, then God can bless me with more finances to put in the bank. When I'm thankful for the relationships and the community that I have, then God can bless me with more relationships and community that inspire me, that grow me. See, God is not going to trust you with more until he can see that you're thankful for where you are right now. See, a lot of times people, they want more. They want more money. They want more friends. They want more community. They want more life. But they're not thankful for the life they have now. So if you're not thankful for the life you have now, you cannot expect to receive more from God. Because when you say that you are thankful, then you say, God, I trust you with my life. I trust you with the rhythm and flow that you have my life going in right now. I'm thankful for the rhythm and flow that you have for my life. Because my rhythm and flow, well, your rhythm and flow is the perfect will of you for my life. And so when I'm thankful for the perfect will of God for my life, then I can receive more of that perfect. I can receive more of what God has for me. And so listen to this. When you are thankful for what you have, you operate in the true rhythm and flow that God had for you all along. So all along, God has had this rhythm and flow for you to go in. And when you're not thankful for life, you're out of rhythm, you're out of alignment, you are out of the rhythm and flow that God has for your life because you are not thankful, because your perspective, remember, is a stress perspective. And so when your perspective is a stress perspective, you have put your life in a fight or flight mode. And so you're constantly trying to hustle. You're constantly trying to make your own way. You're constantly trying to be self-made instead of being God-made. You're constantly trying to put your life together. You're constantly trying to figure it out. But when you are thankful for what God has blessed you with, then that's when your rhythm and flow is in harmony. And that peace that goes beyond all understanding, it mounts and garrisons your heart. And so if you have in your rhythm and flow, if you're walking, because the scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And so that means that there's a pace of grace. And so that means that there is a pace of grace. But when I am out of that pace of grace that God has for me, then I'm running, trying to make my life successful. I'm running, trying to make my life known. I'm running, trying to make my personal life, my efforts known. But when I move in the rhythm and flow that God has for me, then I see that less is more. Yes, less is more. I see that less is more. And so we're going to talk about that next week, because this whole undertone of this series has been about making your life submitted to the will and rhythm and flow that God has for you. And so that equates to less is more. That equates to rest. That equates to allowing God to lead you and guide you. That equates to allowing God to really operate in your life. And so God never called you to be stressed. So God called you to be blessed. I want to end on this scripture. I want to end on these scriptures right here. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation first, and then I'm going to read it from the Amplified Classic Version. And this is what it says in the Passion Translation. It says this. It says, "What delight comes to the one who follows God's ways? He won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. His pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in the true revelation of light. Verse 3, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. Wow. That's the type of life I'm trying to live. Ever blessed, ever prosperous, never dry, never fainting. Because I am planted by the I'm planted by the rivers of living water. And this is what it says in the Amplified Classic Version. It says this. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. That's the type of life I'm trying to live. And so how do I live that type of life? By meditating on God's precepts and his instructions and his teachings day and night. And we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to end on this, but we're going to pick this back up next week, because there's some things that I have to extract from this so that we can apply it to our life. And you just from reading this, you can extract some things from it, because it's some really good principles in this. And one of those principles that is in this is what we're going to learn next week, is the power of meditation, the power of being still and knowing that God is God. And look, we may even meditate next week during Sunday service. But you are blessed. God has blessed you. If you put your hand on your neck like this right now, if you do that, or if you put your hand right here and do that, and I think you have a pulse in your foot too. Let's see. Yeah, you do. So if you put your hands in those areas, you will see that you are blessed. If you have a pulse right now, you are blessed. If you have breath right now, you are blessed. If you have eyesight, if you have hearing right now, you are blessed. You know, I always hear people say, well, I'm here, or I'm surviving, or I'm this. And I always say, you know, it could be a whole lot worse. You know, you could be in a hospital bed. You could be, you can be in a morgue. You can be in a casket. But God has blessed you. And it is up to us to whether we will focus and allow stress to be our perspective, or if we will allow blessed to be our perspective. So I want to encourage you this week. Allow blessed to be your perspective. Don't allow stress to be your perspective, because stress will weigh you down. But guess what? When you change your perspective to I'm blessed, it will free you up. And you will be planted by the rivers of living water, and everything that you do will prosper. See, God has placed something within you that's supposed to prosper, that's supposed to not only help you, but it's supposed to help your kids. See, it's supposed to leave an inheritance for generations to come. You're not supposed to be creating generational curses. You know, and stress is sometimes passed through generations, because what has happened is we've seen our parents stressed. Now we stress. Now our kids see us, they stress, and their kids see them, they stress, and stress just keeps going down the line. But I want the buck to stop with you. I want you to say, with my generation, I'm going to live the blessed life. With my generation, I'm going to live the blessed perspective. With my generation, I'm going to set the tone and live this blessed lifestyle that God has for me. Look, let's look from God in prayer. Let's seal this word with prayer. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for this word that has just gone forth. I pray, Lord God, that your people live from a blessed perspective and not a stressed perspective. We thank you, Lord God, that this week that they will live from gratitude, that they will live from thanksgiving to you, that they will see their life change right in front of their eyes because they focus more on the blesser and not the stressor. So God, we thank you for who you are. I pray that this week will be filled with nothing but you, be filled with nothing but love, be filled with nothing but bliss, nothing but joy, nothing but peace, nothing but happiness, most of all, nothing but you. So God, we love you, we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey y'all, look.